Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Humboldt Bay firefighters, along with other emergency personnel from across the North Coast, will participate in a 16-hour operational readiness exercise on Thursday. Firefighters, search and rescue personnel, and other first responders will take part in the exercise, which is designed to simulate a local disaster, resulting in catastrophic damage both locally and regionally. It will test incident commanders and personnel on how they react to the ever-changing scenario. Cal EMA is the lead agency and will evaluate the local emergency personnel and the response, along with operational capabilities during the simulated disaster. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputy served a search warrant at a residence in Redwood Valley after receiving tips about a marijuana growing operation. Deputies arrived at the residence of 29-year-old Melanie Hargis and 33-year-old Jedediah Jones and found hundreds of growing plants along with 70 pounds of drying marijuana and over 100 pounds of processed and packaged weed valued at $2,000 per pound. They also found other suspected controlled substances. Hargis, who was on probation, was arrested at the scene and booked into county jail. Deputies didn't need to search for Jones, who showed up to bail Hargis out of jail and was himself arrested on the pot charges, as well as a probation violation. In other Mendo County crime news, a deputy, along with tribal police officers on patrol near Covelo, contacted Anthony Wilburn, who was on active state parole. When officers attempted to search Wilburn, he fled the scene on foot and was quickly chased down. Officers found a .22 caliber handgun along with ammunition on his person, as well as a syringe filled with suspected methamphetamine. Wilburn was arrested and booked into county jail on a weapons charge and a drug charge. A note for Humboldt County property taxpayers, if you paid both installments of your property tax bill before receiving the corrected yellow bill last week, you may be owed a refund. The county office says if your refund is more than $5, then you will be automatically refunded the amount you overpaid. However, refunds of less than $5 will not be provided unless you request payment. If you are owed a refund, your corrected yellow tax bill will show the dollar amount in parentheses. As a standard practice, the county absorbs the small underpayments and does not refund overpayments if they are less than $5. If you have any questions, please contact the county tax collector's office. And a reminder that tonight we are covering the elections full-time after the polls close. From 8 until 10 p.m., we will switch to CBS's total coverage of the presidential results and election coverage throughout the country. That's from 8 o'clock tonight until 10 o'clock tonight, right here on KINS 106.3. You can also access more election results on our website, KINS1063.com. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai. And we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The marijuana harvest season on the North Coast has about finished, and that means that the itinerant traveling trimmer who shows up in summer, finds temporary work, and gets paid is moving on until the next harvest season, as Eureka Police Chief Merle Harpum points out.
There was probably 20 to at least 20 people in little groups, two, three to a group, all along the road going through Willow Creek, and I wondered, what's that about? None of them are headed toward Eureka. And then the next weekend, I saw the same thing. And they're all young-looking, little backpacks and sleeping bags with them. And so then it dawned on me what it was. It was, the end of the growing season.
Towns and cities across the North Coast see the annual influx of a willing worker ready to wield their trimming scissors for some quick cash, but Chief Harpum points out that while marijuana may attract some oddballs, it's the persistent use of methamphetamine that his officers must deal with on a daily basis.
One of the problems for us, Humboldt Bay, is responding into another jurisdiction, Samoa, so we're not familiar with those buildings, we're not familiar with the water supply, so we're immediately behind the curve as opposed to where we'd be in town. In town, we do inspections. We're familiar with the type of construction, all those types of things. You know, the process that we go through, we set up an incident command system, and we build upon that where we're filling various positions. But immediately, you with a building of that size, you just want to try to get around the whole thing and see what you have.
Harper went on to point out that policing on the North Coast is never dull. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.